hello, friend. It is that time again. It is Overleaper on Adrenaline, Realm's Thriller Channel. I am, as ever, across this universe and the rest, your host, Neil Helligers. And as ever, here's a word from our sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
I know. I usually try to work in the word from our sponsor in some sort of clever, unexpected way a little bit later on in these introductions, but I wanted to get it out of the way because what I really want to focus on for this upcoming episode is it's like a competition between what is weirder. Is it one, shared memories between two different versions of the same person? I'm guessing some kind of quantum resonance between the brainwaves of those two people, like some kind of radio signal bleed between two different transmitters, or when your ex shows up from a different dimension. Weird, right? Well, as we head into this next episode, keep in mind which is stranger for you, and we'll talk about it later. So this is episode 7 of Overleaper. I'm your host, Neil Helligers. This is Adrenaline, and enjoy.
This episode contains mature content, including gun violence, that may be sensitive for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Peter's Neighborhood, University Park, Maryland.
Pull yourself together. You can't let them see you like this.
I must be spiraling. I can't stop seeing things that aren't there. Even now, this vision keeps popping up of me racing after Peter's Jeep Liberty. God, I hate that car. So far, no sign of the other me. Here goes. Peter's a stickler for schedules, and normally, he'd have Lydia home by now. School must have gotten out almost half an hour ago. Come on, Peter! I peek through the living room window. Dark inside. No one's home. Well, that's never stopped me before. I pick up the third flower pot to the left of the doorway, find the key beneath. Dummy. Hello? Peter has left a box with some of my belongings under the stairwell labeled For Audrey. How thoughtful. That's a first. I change into the clothes tossed inside. Jeans, a black top, and blazer. Shit.
Just arrived at the scene. Checking it out now. I'll get the front.
It's a local patrol car. Two cops are already out and moving. One beelining for the front door of the house, another for the back. Did one of the neighbors see me come in? It's gonna be harder to talk my way out of this than it should be. I've got no wallet, no identification, and none of the pictures in this house have me in them anymore. Then another car pulls up. I've never been so happy to see that ridiculous Jeep Liberty in my life. It's Peter. He'll help me sort all this out. I walk out the front door, both hands raised.
Ms. Beach, come out of the house, please.
Okay, don't shoot.
On the ground.
The cop points his service pistol at me, and I have to tamp down some of my training not to relieve him of it. I fall to my knees, hands still way up high. Peter, tell them who I am. But Peter looks away. Hey, come on, what's going on? You're really gonna let them arrest me on a B&E? I mean, my name is still on a lease.
You chased us down the street, Audrey. You scared our daughter and me.
What the hell are you talking about? Peter, I... Oh, shit.
Ms. Beach, you're under arrest. Stay right where you are. Mitch, she's here, out front.
The approaching officer unclips the handcuffs on his belt.
Don't make this hard on me, miss.
Do what you gotta do.
Atta girl.
With one hand on his pistol, he steps forward to cuff me. So I yank my arms back and strike his forearm with my open palm.
Yes!
Okay, that word is entirely foreign to me, and I can't begin to wonder how it escaped my mouth. I wrest the pistol from his grip.
Oh, my God.
Mama!
Don't! Honey! Stay where you are!
The second officer comes barreling down the side yard. I train the gun on him.
Audrey!
Stop, police!
Oh, God, what if...
Oh.
Nice and slow. Sidearm on the dirt.
Oh, okay. Okay. Slow. I'm putting it down slow.
Mama!
Lydia, stay there.
Daddy,
I'm here. Oh, God. Oh, God. What have you done?
The second officer steps back and I grab his gun.
Audrey.
Now I've got a moment to think.
What have you done? How could you do this? Audrey.
I didn't chase my daughter. That wasn't me.
Oh, my God. We know that. It's all a mix-up. Let us get back to our car and we'll sort this out.
Okay. This isn't happening. I'm not letting some multiverse-hopping bitch take over my life. My sympathies, boys. I drop the mags on both pistols, then the pistols themselves. And I'm off before the cops know what to do with me. Lydia! Honey! Wait! Wait! Come back! Lydia!
Lydia!
Wait!
Wait!
Why I have Overleaper Audrey's memories, I can't say. But you can bet I'm going to get answers.
Operation Overleaper, Leap Day 3. Jenny's Diner, University Park, Maryland.
I signal the sweat-stained server behind the counter for a fill-up on coffee. What a shithole. The server in the greasy apron won't stop eyeballing me. On top of that, the first cup of coffee he gave me was cold. Whatever. I drop a 20 on the counter and head back to Peter's house. Lydia's old enough now not to be frightened if her mother appears unexpectedly in her room, right? I've lost more than a year of Lydia's life. I can't miss more. When Lydia was born, she had been my chance to be a parent, to give her everything my dad couldn't after he died. He made me who I was. By the age of 4, I had learned to use chopsticks and sharpen a hatchet. By 7, I could shoot straight. By 11, I was the only girl on the football team. And then one night, we both fell asleep on a long drive back from one of my football games. I woke up. Dad didn't. I push those memories away as Peter's house comes into view, and I take in the impossible sight. Peter's Jeep in the middle of the street. A police car, lights flashing. A woman swiveling a black pistol between two kneeling officers. That woman? The other Audrey. How did she escape?
On the ground.
Peter, tell them who I am. Hey, come on, what's going on? You really gonna let them arrest me on a B&E? I mean, my name is still on the lease.
You chased us down the street, Audrey. You scared our daughter and me.
What the hell are you talking about? Peter, I... Shit.
Ms. Beach... You're under arrest. Stay right where you are. Mitch, she's here, out front. Don't make this hard on me, miss.
Do what you gotta do.
Atta girl.
Yes!
I duck behind a tree in the median and watch my doppelganger sprinting north. The cops shuffle back to their car as they reassemble their pistols. Damn, she got the drop on both of them. Now is my chance.
Call in backup. Suspect on the run, armed and dangerous, northbound.
10-4, calling all units. Suspect on the run, northbound. Suspect is considered armed and dangerous.
Time for a little breaking and entering. Perfect. Now to Lydia's room. Just in time.
Where's Mama going?
I don't know, sweetie.
going to happen to her, Daddy?
I don't know, Bear. She needs help. The police will help her.
Can't we help her?
Here. Let me make you a sandwich. Peanut butter and honey?
Not hungry. I just want to help Mama.
Fine. I am.
I'll just go to my room.
I slump against the wall in Lydia's room. Her bedroom is different than I remember. No cartoon posters. Instead, it's images of young men in torn denim jackets, and a young woman I recognize as Adriana something or other from the magazine in the president's waiting room. I pick up the framed photo on Lydia's desk. The other Audrey smiles from a crouch, sunglasses, in full battle rattle. I never sent a photo like this home to my Lydia. I turn the frame face down, her frozen joy a mockery now.
Mama?
Lydia. Hi, baby. Oh.
Mama!
What was that, Bear?
Okay, shh. I'm not here, okay? Remember when we play pretend? Okay, Mommy's not here.
Mama, you're crying.
No, I'm not crying, honey. I'm in my feelings, okay? It's okay.
How did you get here? You ran away!
Lydia? What's going on?
No. Shh. Lydia, we have to be quiet. Can you tell Daddy it's okay? That... Just tell him you miss me.
All right, Mama. I really did miss you, so that's not a lie.
I know, sweetheart. Not a lie. Not a lie at all.
Who's there with you?
It's just me, Daddy. I miss Mama.
I know you do. That was a hard thing to see. Do you want me to come up?
I'm okay now. I just want to be alone. Can you make me that sandwich?
You bet. Oh, and I think we got some extra ice cream.
Mama, what happened with the police? And why are you back in your army clothes?
Well, that's so the cops won't find me again. We have to be a little bit tricky today. Have you ever been lowered out of a window?
Mama, are you sure?
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Okay.
Peter's Neighborhood, University Park, Maryland.
Police. Shit. Okay, where to hide? Suburban sprawl stretches out around me. The squad car turns a corner, maybe a block behind me. It's one of the officers I left kneeling in front of Peter's house. Of course. I duck in a thick patch of pink azaleas. The squad car slows, lights flashing. I do my best not to move, even as four different branches poke into me.
Spot. Caucasian female heading northbound on Van Buren. Matthew suspect.
10-4. On our way. She's right by the diner.
The squad car speeds off. Now I've got to move. There's a Super 8 2 miles up Baltimore Avenue that won't ask a lot of questions. Perfect place to assess my next move. I stand, and that's when the joy hits. This feeling, this intense, exquisite happiness slams into me out of nowhere.
Mama?
Lydia. Hi, baby. Oh.
Before I know it, I'm on my knees, tears streaming down my face, and I see her, my daughter. And I've missed her more than I ever thought I could.
more than I ever have before. She's in my arms, but they aren't my arms. What is happening to me? But I already know the answer.
Mama, you're crying.
No, I'm not crying, honey. I'm in my feelings, okay? It's okay. It's okay. It's over, Leaper Audrey. She's out there. Her experience is overlapping with mine. And she's got my daughter. Yeah. Screw hiding. I run the three blocks between me and Peter's house in a matter of seconds. Peter! Peter, open up! It's me!
Audrey? What are you doing here? What's going on with you? Pointing a gun at police officers? You're in real trouble.
Yeah, I know. But none of that matters. You have to listen to me. Peter, listen. Lydia is...
I don't have to listen to you. Go get help, Audrey.
This is bigger than you and me, Peter. Lydia's in trouble.
Lydia's fine. She's upstairs. Audrey, you look awful. You need help.
Just take a peek. If she's fine and alone, I'll go away. I'll get help, like you say.
God. Fine. Stay here.
I wait, forcing myself not to listen to the thoughts that fill my head. What if this is a delusion? What if I'm still in the cell in the mountain?
Okay. She's... Audrey? She's gone.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Operation Overleaper, Leap Day 3. Ice Cream Shop, Riverdale Park, Maryland.
It's such a simple thing, walking with my daughter to an ice cream parlor, and my heart couldn't be fuller. But I have to turn from speeding police cruisers so the officers won't catch my face. Luckily, they aren't looking for a woman in a camouflage uniform out for a stroll with a 10-year-old girl. And anyway, the Audrey they're chasing was headed north. We cross the street, and here we are. I push open the smudge glass door. The ice cream parlor I choose offers a little privacy and has a good vantage out the floor-to-ceiling windows. an eye for danger has kept me out of it more than once. All right, Lydia, anything you want. Waffle cone, sundae, banana split, you name it, I'll buy it.
Okay. Could I have a double scoop of Rocky Road, please? With waffle cone and whipped cream and sprinkles.
Sure, coming right up, kiddo.
Thank you.
A minute later, Lydia clutches a double scoop, already melting and dripping all over her fist. We sit at a booth overlooking the street.
Want a taste?
Maybe later, honey. Right now, tell me about school. How's it going? Who are you playing with at recess?
School's okay. And I'm still hanging out with Isabel a lot.
Tell me about Isabel. What games do you guys play?
Mama, you met her on your last leave. Don't you remember? We had dinner in your hotel room.
Right, of course. I've missed so much in her life. A whole year. Her face is thinner, her voice a little deeper. Closer to the preteen she will soon be.
Why do you look so sad?
I want to say, because I saw you die, honey. Because in another reality, there's a grave just west of Wheaton Woods with a cross and what I could gather of your little body. I'm okay, sweetheart. I've just missed you is all.
Do you ever think about getting out? Finding a house close to me and Daddy?
Well, I don't know, honey. A lot's up in the air right now.
He's changed, Mama. I know, if you asked. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Some people work better apart.
I don't work better.
Well, you will. Give it time.
It's been... Mama, what are you looking at?
I stand halfway up in the booth, eyes trained out the window at the black Cadillac that just parked in front of the shop. Two men and a woman jump out and rush toward the single entrance. No time to run, only fight. And against three armed CIA agents, I'll lose. But I have to try. Lydia, honey, get under the table.
Okay.
First, the blonde woman in the pantsuit enters, followed by the man in the pit-stained collared shirt. And then a third agent, my CIA friend who followed me all the way from Romania, still wearing his blazer. They look right at me.
Everyone, please clear the area.
What do you mean? What's going on? No, I'm closing! What are you... Okay. Oh my God, I gotta call my mom. Please, please, don't talk. Oh my God.
Blazer surveys the scene. He loosens his Glock 22 from its holster.
Stay right there, kid. Your mama has some questions to answer. Miss Beach, don't make this hard on us. No scene, no fuss, okay? For your daughter's sake.
Emotion dims, memory fades, and I enter the semi-trance just before the fight.
You gonna be a good girl this time?
Yes, sir.
And none of your tricks.
Pit Stains raises his pistol. The two men stand in front, pantsuit behind them. I put out my wrists, docile.
Okay, let's do this nice and easy.
Don't touch her, leave her alone.
When the handcuff clicks onto my wrist, time slows. I twist around.
Oh shit. Damn it.
An elbow to his ribs. I crash into the second agent, Pit Stains. His sweaty hands grip my shoulders as we tumble against the counter. His head smashes into the side of my face. My vision spins. I slam his face hard into the dipping cabinet. Pit Stains is down. I dive for cover. The two remaining agents fire. I roll, grab a large piece of shattered glass from the floor, and I swing. I slice into Blazer's exposed neck.
I lift him by the collar and lurch forward toward pantsuit. She pulls the trigger. A jar of candy explodes. Miniature M&Ms rattle and roll across the linoleum. I move toward pantsuit. She stands a good 15 feet away, near the only exit. She fires, misses. Arms outstretched, I leap, crashing feet first onto her. We tumble across the ground, rolling, struggling. I'm unarmed and pantsuit has a gun, but I have my training in Sistema Rakpashnoya Buya.
Stop!
I press my thumb into the base of the woman's ear.
Please, stop. Oh, shit.
Blood drips from my hand where the glass shard I held cut me. My head pulses with pain, my ears ring, but it's over.
Mama! Mama!
The pounding of the fight fades, and my surroundings return. And with that, the weight of what I've done crashes down. And my shame. A fight like this in front of Lydia? Honey, I am so... Mom is so sorry, okay? Can you forgive me? But Lydia isn't looking at me. Instead, her eyes are fixed out into the parking lot.
Mama?
Out among the cars, two figures approach, running across the pavement, a man and a woman. One is Peter. The other is Lydia's true mother, the Audrey of this dimension.
Okay, so on top of wondering which is weirder, quantum resonance shared memories or your quantum ex showing up, now this show is throwing out some pretty out there ethical questions. For example, is it kidnapping if someone takes the parallel universe counterpart to their own kid? I mean, I get it. It is kidnapping. But on the other hand, it's like free babysitting and there's ice cream involved. So anyway, these are the tough questions that we are bringing to you here at Adrenaline. And I do want you to know that we are going to be taking a wee bit of a break here next week, so there will be no new episode until the following week while we take some time to recharge, regrow, restock. I know, it's hard for me too, but I will be here after the holiday to bring you episode 8 for the next twist, turn, corkscrew, quantum entanglement in Audrey's journey. So I will see you then, my friend. Take care.
You're listening to Adrenaline Overleaper. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
Overleaper is a Realm original production, created and written by Sam Bush, produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalge, and Haley Wagreich. Additional story production by Nicole Otto and Marco Palmieri. Directed by Fred Greenhalge. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Starring Thora Birch, Yalise Arroyo, Jordan Batiste, Peter Burkrot, Janet Boris, Gilbert Glenn Brown, Hector Luis Bustamante, Chris Cleveland, Ryan Coyle, Stephanie Diaz, Richard Doyle, Kate Elefante, Mark Engelhart, Marisilda Garcia, Anthony Grant, John Capellos, Inte Kim, Chuck Karuklis, Richard McMonagall, Alex Ruiz, Lorenzo Villanueva, Cecily Williams, and Michael Wolner. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Kromen. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Osadolahi. Adrenaline is produced by Mary Osadolahi and Haley Wagreich. Associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Hosted by Neil Heligers. Audio editing by Angela Yee. Original theme by Marcus Bagala. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Adrenaline by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.